This is John Batchelor speaking with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution about DEI and how it is not logical to submit all things decision-making to DEI, which is an ideology, not a merit-based choice. Victor has examples of other ideologies rather than merit-based choices in history. He names Stalin's choice to put commissars in charge of all the Russian divisions early in the Second War, 1942-43, and how that led to the encirclement and destruction of millions of Russian soldiers, until afterwards Stalin came up with the idea of using generals who knew how to fight, replaced all the commissars with senior officers of veteran status, and Russia started winning. Also the example of Napoleon, how he replaced all of the aristocracy that had been in charge of the French army with men of merit, his marshals of France, and swept across Europe, defeating the coalitions that banded against him in neighboring countries that were led by aristocracy. And then the example of the Red Guard, the Cultural Revolution in Mao's China, 1966, choosing the ideology of Mao, the Little Red Book, over competence, wealth or general knowledge or education or specialties, the destruction of the teachers and the leaders in China from 66 to 76 and onward was a destruction of modern China. It wasn't until that was stopped that China started its miracle to entrust people at their to work their hardest and their best for themselves. And then finally we come to this example. It is a minor detail of the 20th century, but not non-entertaining despite the suffering of the Libyan people. This is Victor Davis Hanson on Muammar Gaddafi, the late dictator's Little Green Book, and the demands, ideological demands of the Libyan people, how they were going to lift themselves up without outside assistance, without anything to do with Europe. Victor Davis Hanson, more of this later.
You know, I was in Libya for a couple of weeks, and everybody hated it, but they had this green book about his principles of permanent revolution. And it was very crazy. They were going to be self-sufficient, not tainted by Western pollution or ideological contamination. So everybody had to have a chicken. And if people would come up with these stories, they had a chicken in their bathtub, their shower, in their apartment, high-rise apartments. Anybody found with a violin was guilty of a felony, and they had burned every violin they could find to erase their colonial past. Anybody who would marry someone from what they call Black Africa and have two children would get $10,000 bonus. But they had to be married for, I think it was 5 years. And then you saw all these poor women that were abandoned on the streets. And, you know, I was driving once back to the airport, and there was, the potholes were everywhere. This was 2007. And our car, a Russian made car, went into a pothole and we couldn't get it out. So the driver and I and another passenger lifted this little car out, and I asked him, why do you have oil and you have potholes? Can't you pave with asphalt? It's an oil product. And he says, well, we always hire first our first cousin, and it's always our worst first cousin. So what he was saying is that not only do we have a kind of a commissar system ideologically, but we're still captured with tribalism, that we make decisions on merit, who gets to work at the DMV or who pilots a plane based on their tribal affiliations, which clan in Libya that they belong to. And that's why the Middle East in general hasn't been working as well as it should, given its natural wealth.
Thank you.